FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Our King John's Castle Visitor Centre brings to life over 800 years of local history. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
You're welcome back to the programme. As you've been hearing in our news, Clare County Council has published details of the payments made to local representatives throughout 2016. Figures which show that between them, Clare's 28 councillors were paid over €830,000 last year in salary allowances, but also in expenses for training, for conferences, and indeed payments by other bodies to which those councillors have been appointed. We're going to discuss this with a number of councillors this morning, and I'm joined on the line first of all today by Councillor Pat Daly. Councillor Daly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Is that a fair pay, do you think, first of all, for councillors?
Well, I can tell you, Gavin, that the basic salary for a councillor, as it was maybe called, is £16,500. And there are other areas that we get an income all right here. But in this day and age, it's a full-time job. You're at meetings every day. Minister, District, County Council, SPC, Joint Policing, you know, HSE, Regional Assembly, AILG, party meetings, as well as your daily queries. So I can tell you, it's hard earned. I can assure you that, Kevin.
I don't doubt but that it is a lot of work, but that salary you talked about, 16,565, I think it is off memory, is the basic payment for a councillor. That times 28 comes to just over 460,000, yet we're paying nearly that much again, not quite, but not far off it, in terms of all these allowances and expenses as well.
That's correct, yeah. Even though we have less councillors in this particular time and more workload, and I'd give you an example in North and West Clare where you have to work from Kilbeha to Ballyvaughan, the North West Clare areas. You know, so there's a lot of work being done, Gavin, apologies for that.
Is that right?
What I would say is, councillors work very hard, and they earn what they have. I'm a full-time councillor, I have no other income. I have no pension, I have no farm land, I have nothing, just to have the council, you know, so I mean, I'm only one of 28, but I'm a full-time councillor and I work hard at it.
Okay, we'll have a number of other councillors on this morning, I assure you, but you're also, as part of your duties, the president of the AILG, the Association of Irish Local Government. And we've been highlighting this morning how 20 of 28 councillors here in Clare travelled to the annual conference in Buncrana last year. What did you get out of it?
Well, I can tell you, it's a training. The councillors, the Department of Environment, our local government, have decided that it's a remit every conference or meeting or training. It's all training. So what do we get out of it? We got great speakers there, Richard Curran from RTE, Mary Hughes from Irish Planning Institute. And it was on in Buncrana, and I heard the news there where Buncrana, you know, but it's a national conference. ARG, it's a representative body for councillors, like the teachers, like the Gardaí, like the nurses, they go around.
What I'm trying to figure out is, what benefit is there for the people of Clare in the council forking over nearly €12,500 in expenses for the vast majority of the local councillors to travel to that event?
Well, I'll give you an example in Innes now. We had a conference in Innes. The reason there was a conference in Buncrana was because a member of the executive from Buncrana lobbied, it happens in other organisations. And I brought it to Innes, where 300 councillors came to the town of Innes, and their wives, there was up to 500 people, where the shops and restaurants and all that kind of stuff did well.
I respect that, and we talked about that at the time.
What did the councils bring back? They brought back a lot of knowledge. We have training and national planning forward, frameworks, rating powers reform coming up shortly, Brexit. You know, we discussed a lot of things. Social housing is the biggest one. You know, the shortage of social housing, that was discussed in Buncrana. And we got ideas from other councils throughout the country, and it's the biggest issue at the moment. There hasn't a social house been built in this country in the last 5 years.
Stay with us, Councillor Daly. I'm joined on the line as well this morning by Gerry Flynn, Councillor in Shannon. Good morning to you, Councillor Flynn.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thank you for joining us this morning. You're one of the 8 councillors who didn't attend that event. It sounds like you're missing out, were you?
Well, I must be working at a deficit, so
But all I'll tell you is that local councillors are at the lowest end of the ladder when it comes to payments. And I really don't have the time to go to these conferences. And if I need training, I will advise the executive and it can be arranged in-house. That's what the Local Government Reform Act said. You will see on my training that there's zero. So either I'm not in a position to do my job properly without all this training, or I haven't the time to go to it because my constituency work is so busy. So you can read into it what you want, but I'm happy to do the job.
Well, what do you think then? As one of those who didn't travel, is it right, proper, fit that 20 councillors travel to this event in Bunker?
Of course it's not right, and of course it's not proper that some councillors have to enhance their payment by travelling to these places which are up at the top of Ireland to try and gain extra money to enhance their payment. And as Councillor Daly said, he's another full-time councillor like myself. And I mean, when you look at what we get, it's very minimal compared to a senator or a TD. And if you actually look at the executive side, and their wages is also up there, and you take it from the chief executive down, who'd be on about 140, directors on 100,000, and senior executive officers on about 80,000. And the expenses, I wouldn't know. But I'm just saying, when you compare that to lowly paid councillors, we're on a very minimal income. I'm happy to do the job, but I did expect better reform when we were told in 2014 that the Local Government Act would get rid of all that driving around the country.
So to be clear, you're here telling me this morning, as we point at how much money is going to councillors, you're saying it's not enough.
Well, I'm saying that I would prefer to see the government looking at it in a different way. I mean, enhanced services for us, secretarial services, would help me at local level, because all I know is I can hardly cope with the amount of phone calls and emails that I get. I'm only speaking for myself. The only other councillor I think that would have a zero training payment would be my colleague and namesake, I think Johnny Flynn in Ennis, who also hasn't the time to go on these trips.
I think, to be fair, just to point out that there may have been one other, Ian Lynch, I believe, had no training either.
Well, there you go.
Just to say that this morning.
Yeah.
You did get €700 for an iPad.
Absolutely, and that's how I work with my constituents. I respond to emails. I actually do the best I can to make sure that I'm up to date with modern IT. And when you need an item yourself, Sinclair FM, and you want me to forward information, that's the iPad I use.
And it's right that the council buys that for you?
I'm sure it is. I mean, if you look at, there was between last year and this year, I know from looking at the figures, I've left 3,300 last year, 2,300 the year before. So that's approximately, 5,500 or so. And my colleague in Innes, Johnny, the namesake, would have left similar. So between two of the Flynns, we've left over 12,000 in Clare County Council coffers, and we have no access to it, and we cannot decide how that is spent.
Well, that is your own choice now. I will point that out as well. I want to bring in our other speaker as well. This morning. Councillor James Breen is on the line as well. Councillor Breen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thank you very much for joining us. You receiving over €40,000 last year, the highest amount paid by Clare County Council to any local representative, although that, by and large, relates to your time as Cathaoirleach, which incurs extra expenses and also an allowance for that one as well. Are councillors poorly paid?
Yes, the council is fully depending on the council. He's not getting enough. About 16,500 for his council. Then you have the conferences and you have the training sessions. And I can tell you, the council is a very different place. Since I was elected in 85, we didn't have mobile phones as we have now. And the council has changed completely. It's a different scenario altogether. It's a lot busier. We have SPCs. We have all those different committees we have to attend to that we didn't have to attend to when I was elected in 85. So the council has changed completely, and the minister introduces those training conferences to bring the councils up to speed with what's happening. Now, I am delighted that Clare FM are highlighting this morning, so that it's public money and we have to be held to account where we spend it. Mm-hmm. And I am delighted that it's open and transparent for every councillor in this county and I have no objection whatsoever to that, and I can send over the experiences I got.
Okay, and to be fair, everything that is there, and not in any way, and I want to make this very clear, in no way are we suggesting that anybody has broken a rule. Everything is transparent to the cent. People can see what you've claimed for every one of the events that you've attended, and likewise for every other councillor. But a lot of people, and I'm seeing texts coming in on my screen this morning, have a feeling like there is a gravy train bringing councillors to conferences and training events right across the country.
Well, Gavin, all I'll say to you is this. If there's any member of the general public that's listening this morning and thinks that a councillor is getting money he shouldn't be getting, then there's an onus on them to go to the Standards and Public Office and lodge a complaint, and that them expenses, etc., etc.
No, but you haven't broken any rules. I'm just asking you if it's morally right. If it's, I mean, we hear all the time from councillors who are looking for money for roads, for lighting, for libraries, for everything else as well. And yet here is money that's being spent that a lot of people will wonder, why isn't it going into housing? Why isn't it going into improving the lives of the general public?
Gavin, these conferences and these training sessions are set up by the government of this state. I don't make the rules, but I play by them.
In what way?
But if I go to a training conference that will enhance my education, make it better for this county, then I have no problem with that. I go to only when I think it helps me to do my job as a councillor.
You're one of those who went to this event in Buncrana. You claimed €628.38. Did you bring back knowledge that was worth that amount?
I did, of course. And when you meet other councillors and see the way they operate their business in other counties, you're always learning. As John F. Kennedy said, no matter how long you live, you learn something new every day.
Councillor Daly, to bring yourself back in here, a lot of people are very angry about this morning as they're hearing what's going on. It's one of a number of these training events that took place and that was attended by representatives last year as well. There seems to be a lot of it going on.
Well, as Councillor Green said there, it's a learning process for it. There's a lot of new councillors in the last 2 years as well, 3 years. So, you know, it's a learning process for a lot of people. And it's, you know, councillors, which I am 19 years in the council, you know, there's, It's a wake up call for me at times listening to new plans and new different things coming out of the department. But you know, I think the training is funny thing what the department officials will tell you, it's the success story of local government at the moment. They will tell you that in the Department of Local Government.
Well, give me one way, that in an initiative that you've been involved in.
I'll give you a way.
One.
We put in a submission through the debates. Department officials attended a meeting in Waterford, and the minister is going to use some of those submissions in his future.
You'll be listened to by the minister, is it?
Yeah, we have meetings with the minister, Minister Radcliffe. We work on terms and conditions for councillors. We were paying PRSI with no benefit. We went to Minister Radcliffe and he sorted it out, and we're working with Minister Coveney on a weekly basis. So a lot of things are being done.
It's
a full-time job. It's a full-time job, Gavin. And, you know, we represent the people of Clare, the 28 people here, and I think we're doing a good job.
And I understand that, what you're saying, and I understand why that's very important for you and for other councillors, that your pay is improved in your view. Anybody would want to get more money for themselves. But the event in Buncrana focused on revitalising towns, villages and cities, I think was the theme of it, as I recall.
Yeah.
Give me one initiative that's come in Clare since last May that the origins of it came in Donegal.
Repeat the question there. What did you say?
You went to Donegal, you and 19 other councillors, to discuss revitalising towns, villages and cities.
Yeah,
since
we did.
Since last May, has there been a single initiative that came out of that event that is being implemented here in Clare?
Well, there was a lot of discussion with councillors there, and I've no doubt something will come out of it, particularly
it's
the rates.
Been a year.
I mean, we're
it's been a year since the event was
on. Yeah, but the reform of rates, which came out of it, and we're in the process of doing that now at the moment, revaluation. And, you know, going back to the salaries, 16,500 in this day and age, it's very near the minimum wage. Gavin, and you know, if the department gave a decent wage, there would be no need for expenses. And councillors say that to me every day of the week. That is the problem. 16,500 isn't enough of money for councillors.
So are you admitting that a lot of councillors attend these events just to furnish their income?
I'm not saying that, but I suppose you could be right in what you're saying, but at the same time, it's a minimum wage, 16,500. It's just not good enough. And we're telling the minister every week, every time we meet him. on a weekly and monthly basis. And there's no doubt about it. Councils work hard and for a very, very low income.
Councillor Breen, to go back to yourself on this particular one, there has to be a better way of doing this, a better, in terms of value for money for the taxpayer.
Well, I thought we want to improve the way we do business, and I have no problem. If the Minister of the Day changes the way we operate in the councils, then so be it. But at the moment, I think myself that councillors, like Councillor Daly, the other councillor, saying that Spokane has been full-time councillors, their remuneration is very, very small.
But it's being... It's the overall pay isn't that small when you, well, it's not huge. It's certainly not huge compared to TDs or senators, but it's not this 16.5 grand. That's not what's going into people's pockets.
Well, not certainly it's not going into people's pockets. People like myself, they pay 48 pence tax in everything we have. We pay my tax, and it's not going into my pocket. I suppose when you take it at the end of the day, if I'm putting maybe 11,000 in 11,000 after tax, I'm doing well.
So you're paying about 5,000 of the 16,000 on tax, because Sue was asking that in the text this morning. Pat Daly, you wanted to come in there.
Yeah, I would agree. The tax is about 5,000 tax on that as well, as you know. And councils, they have to be experts in planning, housing, social welfare, health. It isn't that we're doing nothing, Gavin. We're working very, very hard for a very, very low income, and we're trying to improve that in the Association of Local Government for Councillors.
Let me just finish off then to yourself, Councillor Flynn. You and other councillors rightly fight for your local areas, looking for better initiatives, looking for investments here, there and everywhere. Does this not undermine your case? I mean, it certainly takes money out of the pool, it seems, that
well,
could be
I
used
suppose,
to, more,
Gavin,
to better effect.
You know, councillors are criticised for going on conferences and councillors are criticised for not going. I mean, I'm one of
I
a few...
I have never heard criticism of a councillor
I'm one
for
of a few, Gavin, if you let me finish, that actually don't go on these training exercises because... The Local Government Act 2014 told us any training we required would be in-house. And I will hold the Minister and officials to that. I don't have the time to drive around the country. I wish I did. But my constituency work, I'm too busy. I'm too busy. It's as simple as that. And whatever spare time I have, I donate to my family. And I pass no apology for that.
We'll leave it there, and thank you to all three of you for joining us this morning. You heard there from Councillors James Breen, Pat Daly and Gerry Flynn, and we appreciate them taking our call this morning, and we appreciate each and every one of you for getting in touch. There's a screen in front of me lighting up this morning. John in Kilrush says, Gavin, these salaries, etc., are sickening. They're received on top of state pensions. Well, you heard Councillor Daly say he doesn't get a pension for this one, but he does point out, John, in the text that a number of councillors have income from businesses and farming, etc. We elect them, somebody's going to claim the money. I'd love to means test the councillor, says another person, just to see if it is greed or if they are genuine. If that's part of it, would you put yourself forward? Roisin Nealon was in touch. The expenses is a disgrace. The ICA give a scholarship to on Green on to learn a skill or craft or information. The person who then receives the payment comes back and teaches the other members what they have learned. That's their experience on that one this morning. Mary says some councillors are teachers, others are working part-time and farmers, for example. She says so many of them do have another income. And Pat cannot understand why councillors need to go to Buncrana to discuss social housing. Well, they came to Ennis this year, as you heard Councillor Daly mention as well. So I guess when we're talking about this one in 12 months' time, the expenses for that event will be lower. But just to remind you, what we said in our news this morning. And by the way, if you want to check out the claim of an individual councillor, it's on our website, clare.fm. Look it up on our news page. We've posted the link to the document there. And it is fully available and fully transparent. But just to outline in full what was paid to councillors under the category of training, which includes many of the events that we've talked about this morning, councillors are paid almost €65,500, nearly €12,500 under the category of conferences, which is something else altogether. Well, it's conferences... And there's more to it than that, I think. No, it's just conferences, actually. It's other events, basically. They're kind of they're other meetings, basically, that they attend. You can look at the. You can look at the expense claims yourself to figure out what the difference between them is. But anyway, that's nearly €12,500. Salary and allowances came to over €722,000. And then there are other bodies to which councillors have been appointed. And they have paid Clare local representatives over €31,500 between them in respect of work carried out in 2016. All of it coming from taxpayers' ratepayers' pot, €830,000 or thereabouts, although some of it returned through PRSI and other taxes, as you've been hearing. Your thoughts more than welcome at home. I'm sure we'll get plenty of them. 086 1800 964.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.